Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Let's talk about not necessarily Hollywood, but the rest of the country. We've got the midterms happening tonight. What are the midterms? What do each of the big parties need to actually win it? And when will we know the result? All answers from our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.
Well, Ian, we've got some news beginning to move here as we prepare for the first polls to close here on the east coast of the United States. And remember that voting will remain open on the west coast of the United States until about 4 o'clock in the morning UK time. So it's going to be a while before we know the full picture here. But we have learnt within the last few minutes about some of the data that has been collected in exit polls today by the broadcast networks here. And I do want to caveat all of this because I vividly remember the election night in 2016 when exit poll data was first published by the broadcasters here, and all seemed to indicate that that election was going to be a cakewalk for Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. How different the night turned out to be. But this exit poll data suggests that President Biden and the Democrats may have a pretty tough evening ahead. An exit poll conducted for CNN shows that 73% of Americans describe themselves as either angry or dissatisfied with the way things are going under Joe Biden. They indicate that 61% of voters questioned today as they left polling stations were prioritizing issues that don't really hew in Joe Biden's favor. The top issue on voters' minds, inflation. 32% of voters said that was their most important issue. 12% said it was crime. 12% said it was violence, gun violence. 10% said it was immigration. The second ranked most important issue was abortion, which clearly the Democrats will think is an issue that moves voters in their favor. But overall, you've got more than 60% of voters indicating that they were prioritizing issues that on paper would appear to benefit Republicans and Republican candidates. There's another indicator of the difficulties that may lie ahead tonight for Joe Biden, and it's come from his former press secretary, Jen Psaki, who on Twitter an hour ago, she no longer works at the White House, she's now a host with MSNBC, the left-leaning television network here. An hour ago, she on Twitter appeared to be bracing her followers for perhaps bad news tonight. She said, "No race has been called yet and won't be for a while, but just some facts for your back pocket. Bill Clinton lost 54 House seats in 1994. Barack Obama lost 63 in 2010, and both went on to win re-election." Now, bear in mind that Jen Psaki is someone who will, at MSNBC, have seen the results of the exit polls in detail, and she may also, because of her role within the White House previously, have seen some of the Democrats' internal polling about tonight. That message on Twitter certainly seemed to indicate that she might be laying the ground with her followers for a disappointing evening. We're also seeing data from the CBS exit poll that suggests that two-thirds of voters questioned today do not want want Joe Biden to run for a second term in office in 2024. Now, again, that does not necessarily translate into a disastrous night for the Democrats. We certainly expect the Democrats to lose the House of Representatives. All the polling in recent days has indicated that their majority there is very much under threat. The Senate has seemed a much closer issue with a whole variety of matchups in some of the crucial swing states, places like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, Ohio, many of those races expected to be too close to call. And if they are, we will not know the results of these midterm elections by the time Nick Ferrari or James O'Brien take to the microphones tomorrow, because there could be recounts required in several of these states and possibly even runoffs in the next several weeks. So it may be a long while before we know just how what the verdict of the voters has been in these midterm elections. That, of course, raises questions about whether the public, conditioned as so many Republican supporters have been by Donald Trump's entirely false claims about election fraud, will be sufficiently patient with a process that could take several weeks to resolve itself. As for Donald Trump, he of course announced last night in a closing rally in Ohio that he's going to be making a big announcement next Tuesday at his Mar-a-Lago estate. We all know what that announcement is going to be. He is going to tell the country that he's running for the presidency again in 2024. He is at Mar-a-Lago tonight watching the results come in. He's holding an election watch party for some of his supporters and funders. We've seen imagery from Mar-a-Lago of tables being set for a buffet dinner as everybody prepares to arrive there to watch these results come in. And you know, Ian, more than anything else, what is so striking about these midterm elections is the role that Donald Trump has played. I can't remember an election cycle in the past where a former president of the United States has effectively taken the mantle of leader of the opposition in a country where there is no leader of the opposition. And the news that Trump is going to make that announcement next Tuesday is all designed to try and freeze the Republican Party and his potential challengers for the presidency in aspic and make it absolutely clear that he considers himself the inevitable presidential nominee up against Joe Biden or who knows who else in 2024.
I read today, Simon, that up to 30% of Republican candidates in tonight's elections believe there was voter fraud in the presidential election. What safeguards, if any, are being used to counter any allegations of election fraud after all this?
Well, you know, there are some surveys that suggest actually that number's even higher. I think CBS last week had a survey showing it was 50%, and the Brookings Institution here has had a survey suggesting that it was about 50% of Republican candidates for national office that have embraced Donald Trump's conspiracy theory, believing conspiracy theories about voter fraud. Let me tell you that there have been some difficulties reported in two states here today. In Arizona, in Maricopa County, voting machines were in some precincts reportedly not working, and there are concerns being raised by some voters there. It's a heavily Republican part of Arizona, and I think that the Republican authorities running the election there will be under some pressure to explain what's going on. And in one county in Pennsylvania, they ran out of paper for the ballots to be printed. They use paper ballots there, and they ran out of paper and had to tell voters to come back later while they went off to acquire some more. Now, you know, this is a big country. You've got 300 million people here, 50 separate states organizing these elections. It is inevitable that there will be some problems in some places. But no one yet is suggesting, no independent observer is suggesting that there is large-scale voter fraud taking place here, although Donald Trump's supporters have launched a massive monitoring operation in many of these states. I mean, literally parking people outside polling stations, opposite ballot drop boxes. They're filming everything. They're noting everything down. And in many cases, they say they are absolutely determined to identify voter fraud. Again, there is no indication that in the 2020 presidential election, there was any large-scale voter fraud that could have changed the outcome of the election or denied Joe Biden the ability to claim that he is the legitimate president of the United States. But Donald Trump and at least half the Republican candidates running for office this time round insist that the presidential election was rigged. And already today, Donald Trump has been spreading messages on his own social media platform, Truth Social, to suggest that he already believes exactly the same thing is happening now. And that's why the next few days are so incredibly dangerous, because if there are recounts and the country is required to be patient as it waits for the outcome of these midterm elections, there is the real prospect of unrest fueled by these false claims that the American electoral system is fraudulent.
Okay, get some sleep. Thank you very much, Simon.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.